Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's the weekend. I'm going to Brewers Outlet. How about that for a start? Great to have you with us on a Friday. Great to have you with us. And, yeah, let's go to Brewers Outlet and celebrate the weekend. Got the Daytona 500 coming up on Sunday. Good old boy's going to race. So let's go to Brewers Outlet and stock up on the best selection of beer, imports, domestics, microbrews, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. Love a nice bag of peanuts from Brewers Outlet and the pickle bar. Oh, yeah. Second to none. The barrel pickles, the dill pickles. I love them both. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio. Where today, an emotional moment took place when Kevin had to turn the car in. We'll talk about that.
I like the tech.
My scouts at Sunbury Motors told me it was an embarrassing moment, but we'll get into that later. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Kevo, how are you?
Well, it, as you mentioned, it was a sad day because it was turned into
Heath Miller.
Day. That's
Heath
the
Miller
other sad gone. Part of the day.
Heath Miller gone.
That did
done,
not make
finished.
The day bright or cheery.
Well, you know what?
He had a great career, and I remember that.
I think over the 11 years, the total 11 years, no one was better at his position than he was. I know there's going to be a lot of people talk about Gronkowski, but Gronkowski's missed a lot of games in his career. Heath Miller showed up to work all the time. Better blocker than Gronkowski. Really good as a receiver, reliable. And I don't think anybody was better at his position over the entirety of the 11 years than Heath Miller. We'll have Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, on to talk about that today.
You know what? You said about reliability. How about this for reliability? Started 167 of 168 games in the regular season and all 15 postseason games.
No, I'm really. I mean, seriously, I think over the entirety of the 11 years, no one was a better tight end. He was the best player at his position over an 11-year span. And Heath Miller could have played in any era at any time. I just think he was that great. Now, indications as to maybe why you would retire, I go back to the AFC playoff game. There were a couple plays where the Steelers went with the bubble screen, and he had to get out there to get to his guy, and he couldn't get there. And that, to me, was starting to, I started thinking to myself and watching that. I thought, you know what? I wonder maybe if it's time for him, because that's a play that he made in his sleep year after year after year. And he couldn't get out. He missed by about a step and a half, which that's fine. I mean, but this is a career that should be celebrated. Do I think he's a Hall of Fame tight end? Yes, I do think he's a Hall of Fame tight end, as a matter of fact. I think he was the best player at his position for 11 years. Now, Gronkowski obviously has had a great career to this point with the Patriots. But again, he's missed a lot of games. He is a matchup nightmare. He is a swing player for the Patriots. He is not the blocker Heath Miller is, nor do he have the responsibilities in the offense that Heath Miller does. Do I think Heath Miller is a Hall of Fame tight end? Yes, I do. I think there's room in the Hall of Fame for blue-collar football players. And I think blue-collar football players should be celebrated. Heath Miller was the definition of a blue-collar football player. So, I know you're choked up right now, so I'll take this part. So,
you know what? Nice guy, too. I mean, just a nice guy, too.
Yeah, you've been around him. I haven't.
I actually have been around him, yeah.
Right. I mean, he played one game in Beaver Stadium, and Penn State won the game big. It was in 2002. And Penn State beat Virginia with relative ease. But, in fact, the quarterback was Matt Schaub. We'll have Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, on to talk about that. We will also have Nate Cobbler, Center Daily Times, today on the Penn State-Oklahoma State dual meet in wrestling. We will also have on today Jeff Byers on the Penn State-Oklahoma State dual meet in wrestling. So we are going to be timely today with the retirement of Heath Miller. And we are also going to get into the big dual meet on Sunday at 5 o'clock. Essentially a gimmick, but I think it's a gimmick that some people have warmed up to. In fact, Oklahoma State wrestles tonight, as a matter of fact. But we'll have Nate and Jeff on today to talk about that. And we'll have Tony on to talk about Heath Miller. Heath, 2nd and 8.
Don't care. Not going to be able to do that anymore. Maybe they have a Heath Miller day. Maybe they have a Heath Miller, honor Heath Miller day, and then we could just all chant Heath one more time.
Yeah, you can.
All right. That's fine. I'll do that.
I've never done that in my life.
I mean, probably one of my favorite players was Heath Miller. Loved the work ethic. You know, and I saw him in summer camp. And, you know, most guys are just kind of like having fun because it was like the second week of camp or something like that. Mm-hmm. He was actually working his tail off. You know, with that, what was it? What do they call it? Was it a rebar or whatever it is that you run underneath so you don't, you know. And if you get too high, you knock yourself out. Something like that they were running under and working on a blocking dummy. And he was actually working with some of the tight ends that they had in camp at that moment, too. And, man, was he mm-hmm. He was just working hard. He was not he realized it was a job. He was there. He had fun, but he realized at that moment he had a job to do. And I think that's why I like him as much as I do. You know, like I said, really nice guy even after the practice.
Well, it's a big moment in time for Jesse James. Now we'll see how he reacts to this and then what happens beyond that. Because I think a lot of people understand something about Jesse James. I thought he came on the latter part of the season, started playing pretty good football. Remember, that would have been his senior season in college. Jesse James never redshirted. He played from his freshman through his junior year here at Penn State. So that would have been his fourth year in college, not his fifth.
I think he has a great opportunity, and I think he has a good shot at becoming a Heath Miller replacement.
Yeah, we'll see. I think the door is open for him. There's a window of opportunity here for him, and we'll see. But it's also a day to celebrate Heath Miller and the great career he had with the Pittsburgh Steelers as he retires today, and Kevin was able to emotionally compose himself after weeping for the last 15 minutes.
Openly weeping. Not ashamed to admit it.
Ooh, I would be.
Not ashamed to admit it. And you know what? What makes this even better?
No offense, Mark Bavaro retired. I went, okay, fine. That's great. Okay, who's the next guy?
What makes this even better, Steve, is I have an autographed Heath Miller helmet and hat. So it's a real. That's the positive side of all this.
The what? Say that again?
I have a Heath Miller autographed mini helmet and hat. So that's the positive side of all this.
We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Let me add something to that. Just look at the standings. Bucknell leads Boston University by a game in the standings. This is a big basketball game beyond it being senior day. The big game for Bucknell Sunday when they take on BU. They're separated by a game. They can put a stranglehold on home court advantage through the Patriot playoffs by winning. I know that wasn't in the commercial, but I thought I'd mention it anyway.
This has been a public service message by Steve Jones.
Just I look at the standings. I think Nathan's done a great job. That team got toughened up during the non-conference schedule. They played a lot of really good opponents. They took their lumps at times. Then they came together in the Patriot season, and they've been dynamic in the Patriot season. I think the win over Loyola was just what the doctor ordered. They won by 25 on Wednesday night. And they've got this game coming up Sunday with BU. Big opportunity beyond it being senior day. And Nathan's done a great job with them. Really, really has done a great job with them. Yeah, you got to get used to the personnel you have. How does it fit? You know, what parts of your style do you want to incorporate based on the personnel you have? You have to understand personalities. You don't know which guys to kick in the backside. You don't know which guys don't react to that. I mean, you got to learn all that stuff. There's just a lot of things. And the players have done great in embracing the coaches, and the coaches have done a great job embracing the players. And it takes something to do that, and Nathan's done a great job with it. Nate Cobbler is going to join us in the next half hour from the Center Daily Times to preview Penn State, Oklahoma State. Then in the 4 o'clock half hour, we'll have Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. We'll discuss the retirement today of Heath Miller. In the final half hour, Jeff Byers, the play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling, will join us, and we'll talk more about Penn State, Oklahoma State, which will be 5 o'clock on Sunday in Rec Hall. So that will be that's what's coming up. There's no Kevin memo today, I've noticed.
I was too busy focusing on Heath Miller leaving. Retiring, I should say. Leaving makes it sound like he's going to another team, but he's one of the few players that played for one team his entire career, and I celebrate that.
It's because nobody else wanted him doesn't mean we have to celebrate that.
No.
You walked into that and know it.
I did. I did.
Well, he had a great career. There's no doubt about it.
One game. Missed one game. That's mm-hmm. astounding to me.
You know, really, the only part that bothered me about his career and it was that he had an awesome Pro Bowl year. It took them a long time to get to the Pro Bowl. And he finally got there and had a year where everybody said, man, this is the best tight end of the game. And they played Cleveland, he tore his knee.
Oh, that's right.
And I thought, oh, man. I was like, oh, I felt awful for him. I mean, I don't know the guy at all, but I still felt badly for him. He's 33 years of age, first-round pick out of Virginia. Be a two-time Super Bowl champ. 592 receptions, 6,569 yards, 12 of them this year.
Oh, that's so rude.
A joke.
You can't do that. He's retired. You can't make fun of him when he's retired, man.
46 career touchdowns, all Steeler records. He's also 69th all-time in NFL receptions among any position. 69th all-time.
Now, that's one I didn't see. I like that stat. I hadn't seen that one before.
He will fall further down as time goes.
Well, yeah, I can understand. I will accept that.
Because they throw the ball on almost every down now.
Okay, I will accept that, yes.
But I mean, that's the thing that's interesting about all these stats now, is that there's just so many more people with stats. You just, every, like, 69th, they're like, yeah, if he was 69th in 1960, you'd be like, oh, man, that's not really that good. Then 69th now, like, yeah, a lot of people out there. 69th's really good.
Who was the tight end before him? I'm drawing a blank right now. There was a really good tight end before Heath Miller was there.
The one that opened up the holes at 3.9 yards a clip for Jerome Bettis?
Well, Heath Miller did some of that.
3.9, not a good number.
What was it? Oh, what was his? Oh, it's going to drive me nuts now.
Well, I remember Larry Brown was a tight end when they won their first Super Bowl.
Mark Bruner.
I talked to Jag. Yeah, Bruner was a good player. Bruner's a good player. But Larry Brown was the tight end when they won their first Super Bowl. Jack says, yeah. He says, 1 year later, we made him an offensive tackle. And Larry Brown caught a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. In Super Bowl IX, he caught a touchdown pass. And then had a Hall of Fame career at tackle. He's a great offensive tackle, but he was a tight end originally. And he caught a Super Bowl TD pass.
Eric Green was another one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what was he, like 6'5", like just south of 300 pounds?
Oh, Irv Pankey had a long career in the NFL. There was, in the 1978 season here, Irv Pankey started the year at tight end. Like, he was a tight end. He went out, and then when they went out to play Ohio State in the third game of the year, Brad Scovel, and Brad's one of the awesome guys. I see Brad a lot. Brad Scovel finally took over as a walk-on. At tight end, they finally were able to move Irv to tackle. But Irv was the tight end the first two games of the year against Temple and Rutgers. I'm like, okay. Ah, the memories.
Here's another one for you. Green stats in five seasons with Pittsburgh. 2,681 yards and 24 touchdowns.
And 3.9 yards a carry, which is the standard of excellence in Pittsburgh.
I'm not even going to give that a response. Hall of Fame. Done. Thank
you.
I don't know
who's prouder of Jerome Bettis being in the Hall of Fame. Him or you?
Me. Me.
I actually technically work for the guy. He's a part owner of the Spikes.
That's true.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. It is great to have you with us on this Friday, brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. This is one-stop shopping. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Did I mention beer? Water, soda, snacks. The peanuts are roasted fresh and hot every day. Just go right there to the front, because they're right at the register when you leave in the bags. And the pickle bar is second to none. I mean, it is tremendous. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Tell them that we sent you. It won't get you a discount, but it'll make us look good.
We'll feel
really
better.
Well laid out.
Well
laid out. I mean, like, plenty of room, lots of help to get the cases to the car. It's just great stuff. All right. Before Nate Cobbler, this day in sports history. It was on this day in 2016 that Heath Miller quit.
Did not quit. He retired.
And the difference is what?
He's awesome.
He quit. Quitter. No. 1935, Lou Gehrig signed a contract with the Yankees for $30,000. It's a big paper back in 1935.
He eventually quit, too.
Yes, for a different reason.
For a different reason. 1942,
the Yankees announced that they would admit 5,000 uniformed servicemen free to each of their home baseball games during the coming season. They now have a similar policy with the Yankees. 1965, the NFL began using 6 officials during games. Now you have here in college, 8. Ever tell you a story about Dick Carter, my first full season doing Penn State basketball?
I'm not sure if he did.
And my first full season was 1982-83. I filled in for a couple games in 81. In the 82-83 season, they added a third official. And so naturally in the pregame show, I asked Coach Carter, I said, you know, Dick, I said, they've added a third official. What do you think this means for the game? He said, Steve, it's one more guy that can screw up.
It's definitely a view.
Oh, that, of course, the viewpoint of Coach Carter. You know, what's interesting about Dick Carter? You know, a lot of people talked about, you know, what a difficult guy he was and so forth. He always treated me extremely well. And a couple different times over the years, I caught up to him. And he knew chapter and verse what was going on in my life.
That's impressive.
I was stunned. I mean, you know, over the years, now Coach Carter since passed away, but he knew chapter and verse what was going on in my life. Like I said, I always got along great with him, but I know not everybody did. And that is this day in sports history. On the day that Heath Miller quit.
Retired.
He quit on the Steelers. He quit on the fans. He quit.
Retired.
Well, one man's retirement is another man's quitter. I think he picked the right time to retire. I think he's, you know what? He's going to go out. Maybe not at the top of his game, but within the neighborhood of, like, you don't feel like you watched him fade out.
He did not wait too long, I don't think.
You're not going to watch him fade out. And look, the position he played, look, you take a beating at that position. He was a blocker, physical, over and over again. I'm sure his shoulders have got to be... You talk about wear and tear on ankles and knees. Shoulders take a big beating. Did you notice what happened with Luke Kuechly after the Super Bowl? Shoulder surgery right away. Linebackers in particular. Lots of shoulder injuries. In fact, that's been the problem Jack's had over the years. Jack's had his rotator cuff done and everything. Which affects his golf game, which, you know, allows me to gain a couple strokes.
Still better than my golf game.
That's actually a rather deep pool.
You're just wound today, aren't you? You're on fire.
I wish you would play more because I think you'd be, you could be really good. Once you get going, you drive the ball well. I mean, you don't have much of a short game, but I mean, you drive the ball well, and you know, and then, of course, you get that make believe chutter thing. But what the heck? You'd be amazed if you're like on the green, you don't need it.
Sadly, I start playing well right around hole number 17.
And right, I mean, at that point, where all of us aren't counting on you.
Also, a true statement. Yes.
Hey, how about that? Okay, great. Well, we need you back on 12. Just kidding. I just wish you'd play more because I think you could be really good.
All right. See if we can change that this spring.
I hope so. I hope so because I've sent you enough golf stuff trying to encourage you to go in that direction. All right. Let's bring in Nate Cobbler, Center Daily Times. Nate, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks. Penn State, Oklahoma State coming up on Sunday. Wrestling is doing everything it can to try and get out the message of what a great sport it is. Is this another one of those moves?
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. I mean, you know, you talk about not only Penn State, Oklahoma State going up this weekend, but, you know, you have Iowa State going off against North Carolina State. It's just the matchups that are going on this weekend are just so well competitive. It's going to be a fun weekend. I talked to John Smith yesterday, and he was saying about how, you know, this weekend in wrestling, there isn't anything comparable to it in the sport in any part of the year. So it's going to be a fun weekend, not only here in State College, but in, you know, other Big Ten school areas that they're hosting this meet.
Now let's start with heavyweight. Nevels was able to get in there against Lehigh. What did you think about? Did he look rusty? Did it look like there was some promise? What did you see?
Nah, I mean there's a lot of promise there. I mean it was impressive to see a guy come in his first match in what he said was 13 months. It was real impressive to see that he almost went and almost beat the 14th guy in the country. Now, granted, you know, he is number 14, but, I mean, he's still ranked, so he's still pretty good, you know. So it's just it's very impressive. It was very impressive, and just it's going to be fun to watch over the next couple of years with Nick Neville.
All right, so that's one there. All right, explain Jimmy Gulabon to us. Why is he on three in a row he's lost. What is it with him right now? Is he just fighting it confidence-wise, or is it just bad matchups?
I think it's confidence, and it's also mental. When you take a guy that was a PIAA state champion 4 years in high school, and then you go and you're suffering all these losses. He's 10-7 on the year, and you suffer all these losses, and you see all the other guys that are around you that are, you know, that are winning left and right. You know, it's going to get kind of frustrating. But I think, like I said, a lot of it's mental, and he just needs to, at this point in the year, he just needs to clear his mind and just go at the season as it's 0-0, as everybody else will be, since, you know, it is the tournament stage of the year.
Because I think at one stage, very, very early, he was considered to be a number one guy, right?
Yeah, he was ranked, I believe, as high as fourth or fifth in the country, right, at the weight class.
We've had Jason Knopf on the show. We had him on the week of the Wisconsin dual meet, and we were incredibly impressed with his poise, how articulate he happens to be. What's it been like for you covering this team? Because he seems typical of the guys that Cale has on the squad.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun to watch. I mean, when you got guys that are going out there and, you know, some of them are scoring 20 points in a match, I mean, that's a lot of work that they're doing in a match. Yeah. Against Michigan State there, which is not anything to take from Michigan State. I mean, they're not the greatest wrestling program in the country, but, I mean, they're still, you know, still a program. So, I mean, you had Rutherford. He ended up, I believe, scoring 11 takedowns in his match. And then you had Bo Nickel doing the same thing, scoring 11 takedowns in his match. And, you know, they both ended up winning by the same identical score of 24-9. So, it's, you know, a technical fall. It's just, they're just fun to watch because they're just scoring so many points. And, you know, that's the type of thing that, you know, that's the whole reason why sort of wrestling was on the gates of being kicked out of the Olympics, because people were, you know, were bored by it and didn't think there was, you know, enough action there. But, you know, if if you had to put the action that this Penn State team is, you know, having into the Olympic scene, you know, you wouldn't have been having to try to save the sport from being kicked out of the Olympics.
Right, exactly. Now, the next part is the seniors had their senior day, of course, against Michigan State. They figured they had to get this, you know, they knew the Oklahoma State thing was coming up, but still it's a different kind of dual meet. Conaway went out and I think had a tech fall, I think, in his final. What kind of job has he done as a senior for Cale this year?
Yeah, Jordan's been quietly good.
Yeah.
You know, you look at him, he's 19-5, 20-5, I think is what it is. He ended up getting a pin there in that match, which is uncommon for him because he's usually going out and he's winning those, you know, he's sometimes winning those gritty, you know, 5-4 decisions, 6-2s, you know, he's not known for really pinning, but it was kind of nice to see him to be able to go and you know, in his unofficial, you know, senior day, you know, in Rec Hall there, to go out and get a pin was pretty good story, you could say, as you know, guy that was committed to a Liberty program that had ended up had to, you know, stop the program, and then he came here. So I'd say that would have to be sort of like the top of the ice cream before the whipped cream, because, you know, ultimately you want to have that national title.
Right. No question about that. Oklahoma State. Give us a couple of guys when you look at Oklahoma State that right off the top, I'm not only going to be trouble for Penn State, more so than that, the fans will look at and say, boy, impressive.
Well, the main guy there that you're talking is Alex Deringer at 165 pounds. You know, he's top guy in the country at the weight class, and he's undefeated on the year. He's ranked, according to Flo, he's ranked as the best pound for pound collegiate wrestler. So, you know, that's going to be one there that's going to be a lot of fits for Penn State, obviously, but it is for any team when you're going up a guy that caliber.
Right.
you know, Golubon's going to be tested this weekend. The number one in the country in the weight class at 141 there is Dean Heal. He'll be coming in and wrestling against Jimmy there, so it'll be a good test for him. You know, Cale said that he's got the abilities to go out there and win that match. It's just a matter of putting it together. You know, like I said, if he's got that clear mind and he just does what he's used to doing, that should be a fun matchup to watch too. Then you got a sneaky guy at 184 in Nolan Boyd, who just really come onto the scene here in the past month and a half, because he ended up giving Gabe Dean from Cornell his first loss of the year. And Dean was ranked number one in the country at that time. So 184 will be a fun matchup to watch. And then at heavyweight, it'll be Nevels and Austin Marsden. Marsden's ranked fifth in the country right now. And those two squared off last year in the Southern Scuffle. And that's when Nevels ended up breaking his foot in a couple different spots. And, you know, ultimately his season was done there. But at the beginning of the match, which more than likely is going to start at 125, you'll see another matchup of ranked wrestlers with Eddie Klamara, I think is how it's pronounced. He's going to be going up with Nico Megalutis. And those two squared off earlier this year in the scuffle final at 125 when Nico won easily 8-2. So there'll be a good one there. And a lot of people will be salivating over the fact at 157 with Nolf and Coach John Smith's son, JoJo.
Right. He was a freshman, I think, right?
Yeah, he's a freshman. It's still a toss-up on whether or not he's going to wrestle or not for Oklahoma State because of an injury. So, you know, John had said to me that they're working towards that, and that's their plan is to go with that. But, you know, they'll have to see here. They do have a match tomorrow night against North Carolina in Stillwater, so before they would come here.
Ooh, wow, okay. Nate, thanks so much. Appreciate it, as always. Great stuff.
All right, thanks, Steve.
That's Nate Cobbler, Center Daily Times. We'll have more on Penn State, Oklahoma State coming up in the next hour here on The Steve Jones Show on WKOK.
Penn State, Oklahoma State, Sunday. Hockey tonight. We're going to have Penn State taking on Ohio State this evening. That will be on BTN. And also coming up on BTN on Sunday will be Penn State, Oklahoma State in wrestling. The Nittany Lion basketball team tomorrow will be at Rutgers at 1 on at 12:30. That's an ESPNU game. The L.A. Rams went out today, and they cut Jim Laurinaitis, Chris Long, and Jared Cook. I mean, that's a purge as they go to L.A. It can't be a financial thing. Kroenke's got more money than the entire Valley combined.
Maybe they just had too much baggage, and they decided not to bring it with them.
Yeah, you really can't put a price on that kind of in-depth analysis.
He's not the best color man in the league for nothing, folks.
You got hoops coming up tonight.
That's right. Shikellamy Montoursville tonight. That will be at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse beginning at 6:40, an unusual start time for a 7 o'clock tip tonight because there's no game before it.
And Kevin had to turn in the car today to Sunbury Motors. It's a 2017. This was hard to give up.
Well, especially with a lot of the cool features that are on there. And being a tech kind of guy, I love the idea of Apple Play and Android Auto being on this particular vehicle. And the big 8-inch display with the backup camera and the roomier back seat now. A little bit of a sporty design, fun to drive. And when you get into eco mode, you're talking gas mileage into the low 30s. Push-button start, keyless entry. I mean, all you need to do is have the key in your pocket, walk up to the door. A little light comes on the handle of the door. You press the little button on the door, and all the doors unlock, and you don't even have to take the key fob out of your pocket. You just walk in, press the button, and the car starts. Lots of great features starting at $17 for the 2017 Hyundai Elantra. And if you missed it, check out my Twitter feed, at Kevin Hearn. You can see the Periscope video I did earlier today of the vehicle. And you can see it in person at Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury.
Absolutely. All right. Of course, interesting situation with Syracuse basketball. Right now they'd be in, but there are some people who are arguing that you should just look at the resume with Jim Boeheim as the coach. Because they're 14-4, and they won at Duke, won at Virginia, won at Louisville, and also beat North Carolina at home, versus the 4-5 when he wasn't the coach. And some have argued, you know, you should just look at when he's been the coach, because he's the coach now. No. Hey, your resume is your resume, start to finish. And guess what? I don't want programs being rewarded when they're supposed to be penalized. He's a two-time offender now on probation from the NCAA. Two times. And I don't want penalized programs to then get the benefit of the doubt. He was suspended for 9 games for a reason. I could care less if they went 4-5 in those games. Those 4 wins and 5 losses are a part of the Syracuse resume, regardless of who's coaching. Now, do they have enough in the overall body of work to get in? In my opinion, absolutely. But I don't want a caveat like that entering into it. You were penalized for a reason, right? Whose fault was it that he wasn't coaching? But should they be in anyway? Yeah, because they're good enough right now. Next half hour, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report on the retirement of Heath Miller and other items. Later, Jeff Myers, the play-by-play voice on Penn State Wrestling.